34. The Game. John invites Han Mei-mei to watch the video of Harvard-Yale game 2009.
Han, how about going to my house and watch Harvard-Yale game 2009?
I'd love to. Thank you.
God damn it. What the hell are you doing? Only 2 minutes and 25 seconds are left. God, come on.
You look excited.
Yale now leads 10-7. The Crimson's going to lose this game.
Never say give up so easily.
Maybe it's Yale's turn to win. In the past 8 years, the Bulldogs won only once.
I believe it'll win again. Let's make a bet on it.
Ha, Han, don't forget it's last year's game. I've already known the result.
Have you? Why do you behave so excitingly just now?
I didn't want to tell you the result in advance. Besides, that's normal reactions when we boys are watching a game. Still, I restrained myself from saying dirty words in front of you.
It's over. Harvard wins. It beats Yale 14-10.
I knew the last minutes of the game was really exciting, but I haven't gotten the chance to watch the whole game before. It's the Crimson's 8th win in 9 years against the Bulldogs.
It's really something.
In recent years, the Crimson has really done a good job, but Yale still leads the series, 65 wins, 53 losses, 8 ties.
The Crimson is rising now.
Be that as it may, Yale ended a 5-game losing streak against Harvard in 2006, winning 34-13, the biggest margin in recent 10 years.
Both teams are awesome.
Players contest fiercely, so do spectators. Yale students often tease Harvard students during the game. If you go to Yale campus, you'll be astonished to find Yale students wear sports shirts with Harvard on them.
What for?
If you look closely, you'll find a line of small words reading, "I have never been to." On the tombstones of some toys in Yale shops, you can find words like, "May you rest in peace, Harvard."
Ha! So funny. But it demonstrates that Yale takes Harvard seriously. Otherwise, it'll just ignore Harvard.
Makes sense. Another interesting thing is that Yale students often yell at Harvard students on the stand, "No class on Monday."
Why? What is funny?
Yale students have no class during the Thanksgiving weekend, but Harvard students have classes on Monday. As a result, Yale rooters wear clothes as if it were summer. They don't worry about getting a cold and asking for leave.
Oh, I see. Harvard students have to take classes, so their rooters can't act as energetically as Yale rooters.
The most notorious practical joke took place in 2004 when Yale students directed the We Suck show.
What's that?
Put it in a simple way, Yale students disguised as Harvard students handed out placards to some 1,800 Harvard alumni when raised the sign spelled out We Suck. These fans were told that the words would be Go Harvard, and they believed it. Now Yale students still laugh at Harvard because 1,800 Harvard alumni admitted simultaneously that Harvard sucked.
Oh my God, Harvard students must be pissed off.
Besides the pranks, the game is also famous for the large joint Harvard-Yale tailgate parties. The tailgate party was even televised by ESPN in 2004.
Awesome.